Those Who Think Podcast. My name is Lyndon Burton, a.k.a. Youngboy Donowitz, a.k.a. The People's Champ, a.k.a. Beer Gang is in the motherfucking building. And this is episode 35. Episode 35? Yeah, I think it's 35. That's what Nick's telling me. But we're here today with Jalen Quinn, baby. We all the way in home of Louisiana.
Yeah. What's good?
How you doing, Jalen, my brother?
I'm cooling. What's that with you?
I'm doing well, man. This has been one of those interviews that's been a long time in the making.
Yeah, fucking right.
I think I met you at Steve's Tober, and that was like in October of last year.
Yes, sir.
And we've been planning just the right time to do it, and it's now or never, better time, my brother.
Yeah, real talk, better late than never, bro.
I'm glad to have you on, but before we get started with the episode, you know I got to do the keys of the week. So without further ado, let me open to a random page. All right. The key of the week. It's a cold world. Bundle up. You know when you go out of the shower and your mother always says, dry your back? That's because it's a cold world. Dry your back so you don't get sick, but also watch your back. Bundle up when it's summertime because the world is cold. Go that extra mile to make sure you protect yourself. Sometimes I imagine the young world out there and think about how fan love will somehow get this message from me. Maybe you're just driving your car to work or to school and I'm on the radio. Maybe you hear my voice saying it's a cold world. Dry your back on Instagram or Snapchat. That might not even make any sense to you. You might repeat it a few times to yourself because my keys are catchy. You might not even be thinking about how it applies to real life, but trust me, that's gonna cook in your head.
Yeah.
The key of the week.
Come on, man.
Stay, make sure you bundle up. It's a cold world. Protect yourself.
Man, what book is that?
That's The Keys, man, by DJ Khaled. All
right.
A great book. I definitely suggest it. He didn't write it. He basically, the way it goes is he told the people what to write and the author wrote it, pretty much. Yo, have you thought about like being that author and just listening to DJ Khaled say all this crazy shit and just be like, what the fuck? I gotta write down.
Yeah, shit. He probably quit writing and started recording it.
Probably so, man.
Yeah, real talk.
But without further ado, let's get into this interview. For those who don't know you, Jalen, let's first start off with just how you got into rap. Because for those who know, Jalen's a rapper. He's from home of Louisiana. Just talk about your story. Get us to what got Jalen Quinn into rap. Why is he rapping today? And what is the purpose for all this?
All right. So when I was a kid, I never really was into rap like that deep, you know what I'm saying? Except for the stuff that you heard, moms wouldn't really like in the, you know, that rap stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? My pops was though, but we was too young.
Yeah,
you feel me? So the first time I got exposed to it was like summer camp situation. There's this dude around here that raps. His name Young D.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out Young D, man. What up, bro? But he been rapping, and it was like lunchtime or whatever, and you know what I'm saying, he spitting at the table, and he got everybody's attention, he got females' attention, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? I like that.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
What I'm saying? I want to emulate that
for sure.
So a couple of days later, I come with this rap that I got inspired from this movie that I seen. I don't even remember the name of the movie.
Dad, that's what I was gonna ask you if you remember.
Yeah, it's like some kind of kids movie.
Okay.
But yeah, I made a spinoff of that, and I don't know, it was whack. I spit in front of everybody, you know what I'm saying? Nobody was feeling it, so I stopped fucking with it. And a few years later, like fifth grade, I don't know, I really just started for the attention. I like people like
just
tuning in.
With, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy, man, when you think about like most of the stuff that we as males do in society, 9 times out of 10 is to impress a female.
Oh, or, bro, that's what I wanted.
Yeah, nine times out of 10, everything you do, you look fly, you make money, you do all that to impress ladies, to get ladies. And for those out there who are of the LGBT community, you do it to impress whoever you love. It's basically, as humans, we do things to impress the people that we're attracted to. So I definitely can relate to that and understand that, because I don't know if you know, I'm a rapper as well. And when I first started rapping, it was to impress girls. So, like, it's like, I totally understand that.
You know what I'm saying?
So, that's just, it's just the vibe, man. So, I thought that was just, it's just funny to just talk about.
Yeah, bro. But shit. See, at fifth grade, I you know, I was really into, that's like when English and shit was really, you know, mattering and all that. And that was like my best subject.
Real.
So, you know what I'm saying? It was actually good.
Yeah, it helped you. You could write.
Yeah. So from there, bro, I started recording fucking seventh grade. Man, look, I had another local dude, B-Mike. I started recording because my partners that was rapping at the time, they was beefing with him, and they was going back and forth with the diss tracks. I just got in. I didn't know this dude at all, at all. But I was like, F this dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, he, I don't know, that shit was funny. No. Yeah, that shit was funny. Me and him was going back for like 2 weeks, back and forth. Yeah, for real.
And this in the seventh grade.
Yeah, seventh grade.
Son. Rap beef in the seventh grade. This
seventh
is real.
Seventh grade. Then I started making mixtapes.
Real.
Shit. High school, battle rapping.
Real, you battle rap?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
But I ain't do that shit for too long.
I feel
you. You know what I'm saying? But did that.
The rest is history.
Yeah, real. Real talk.
So you, since you've been in the hip hop for a long time, since fifth grade, so just give us some of your influences, some of the people you look to that have inspired you to do this rap thing.
Coming up, man, we listen to, I mean, like I said, we wouldn't expose to that on mom's side, but with pop, like my dad was listening to a lot of Devin the Dude, Wu-Tang.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of West Coast shit, you know, Ice Cube. Then on top of that, Bill Withers, Al Green.
Real respect.
You know what I'm saying?
I can definitely relate to that. And I think that helps because for people who don't know, you're a producer.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into that a little later when we talk about the music. Yeah. But I have a question just to understand just the shape of you. You said that with your mom it was gospel, with your dad it was hip hop. Are your parents divorced? Because I can relate to that even more so because my parents are divorced as well.
Yeah, they divorced.
Does that affect your music?
Nah,
okay.
Not at all.
Word. Well, let's get into the music now that we know a little bit about you. First off, I want to start with this one song. The first song I listened to you was called Greatest of All Time. Yeah. That was the first song I had to listen to because this man gonna come on the track saying he the greatest of all time. So
yeah.
I want to know what made you decide to make that track, and do you think you're the greatest of all time? And talk about the song process making that.
All right, well, I'm gonna talk about the song process. See, how I go about making songs, I like making the beats first.
Okay.
So, I'm, you know, making the beat, and I don't know, just something about it just made, I don't know, I feel like it gives me a lot of confidence, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, just, it feel like that's some shit you gotta have on whenever you walking in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some boxer type shit, or, you know what I'm saying? Even the end credits.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the song that's going right after you know
100%.
What I'm saying? Been through something.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But I definitely feel like I'm the greatest, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't putting down nobody.
No.
But, like, it's just one of them things, like, when you fuck with it, like, you just feel like can't nobody mess with you. Like,
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, Jordan playing, you know what I'm saying, balling, fucking LeBron, anybody, you know what I mean? Just, if you know you...
You're the shit.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't even trying to be conceited about it.
No. I think as people who are in just striving to get to their goals, you have to have that mentality that I'm the best, because you shouldn't think nobody's doing it better than you. And if you do think somebody's doing it better than you, then you got to get to that point to where you think you're the best. And I think that says a lot. And you can hear the confidence in your music.
Shit. Bro, I just feel like if you fuck with it, you should feel like can't nobody mess with you.
100%. Because Kobe don't... I bet you if you ask Kobe today who's the best basketball player, Kobe Bryant will say Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like you got to. Like, it's, if you believe in this with your whole heart and this is something you want to do, then you got to know you're the best.
Man, I know, bro.
And I think that was just a beautiful statement for me to hear being the first song I heard.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a great song. I want to get into the most recent song you put out after. It's a remix. So I just want to talk about what made you decide to pick that beat, being that you produce songs, and what was the vibe going into the studio like?
After was a track, sometimes I just feel like rapping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, just dropping some bars.
That's it.
100. That's all it was.
Yeah, man. But the story behind it, how I came across the beat, I heard it in here.
Okay.
We be freestyling in here sometimes, you know, fucking off. Yeah, you
some
know
barbershop
I mean?
Chronicles.
Yeah. We just, you know, be Joseph Bad, bro. It be funny as hell.
I fuck with that.
Yeah, man. The song came on. I mean, you know, the beat came on, I mean. And I was going to use another instrumental for after. Like, I originally wrote that shit to a whole nother beat.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's by a rapper named Lucky. Fear, no, not Fear, Lust. Damn, bro. Diesel ain't gonna fly like we used to. Static, yeah.
Okay, static, okay.
Yeah. But it was too slow and I couldn't get it.
You could hear the bounce in the song. So I definitely, yeah. I'm glad you chose After, because that song to me is like, okay, once you hear Greatest of All Time and then the song that we're gonna talk about next, but After is just, it's the right vibe to like, for right now. After just seeing you put out Greatest of All Time 5, it's just a perfect song to bounce back from. I fuck with it for sure. Well, let's get into 5 because you made that beat.
Yeah, I did.
Talk about just your process in making beats and what made you decide to do 5. Just the lyrical content and just go give me a deep dive into that one.
Man, real talk, bro. Most of my my coldest shit be because I did some on accident.
Really?
And I just like spin off of that.
Okay.
But like with 5, I forgot. I clicked something. I don't know. It's just, you know, you stray off, you just hit something, and yeah, you don't even be paying attention to, you know what I'm saying? But I just like how that backbeat was. So, you know, it ain't really much to make drums, you know what I'm saying? Have a drum pattern. That always came kind of second nature.
Cause yeah, I was especially because you was in band.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was in percussion and shit. But I don't know, bro. It's just, I got that shit popping, but it took a little while to write because I don't know. I just be I like sometimes I like the beat so much that I just like listening to it, and it just be hard to, you know what
to
I mean,
get the right
just
words. Get off.
Yeah, real talk.
I feel that.
But
I think correct me if I'm mistaken, but I feel like because you make the beats, you're very meticulous with your lyrics.
Super. It gotta feel like that it is a part of the beat.
100%.
You know what I mean?
It's a perfect flow where the words are also a kick or a synth or a guitar string.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's another sound.
100%.
It's another sound.
I definitely get in that vibe. And with 5, I think your voice was, like you said, an instrument in the song, and it made the song better, in my opinion.
I never did a song with autotune, using autotune.
Real. So
yeah,
okay. So do you like using autotune?
I mean, it's cool, but that's one of them things that is so cool that you're gonna want to do it all the time.
Definitely.
And that's what
gets you.
You know what I mean?
That's no, 100%. How do you feel about rappers who do use autotune?
Man, if that shit work, it work.
If that shit, okay. Word up, 100%. So from what I'm gathering is, you're a 100% lyricist. You don't freestyle to your songs.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you
to my songs?
To your songs, yeah.
In some instances, you know what I'm saying? It usually be a spur of the moment thing.
Real.
You know what I'm saying?
Would you say you prefer to write more?
Yeah.
How long do you think it, in the writing process, do you take, would you think?
Sometimes it take minutes, sometimes it take days.
Real. How long you think was the longest you've ever taken?
Like a week.
A week?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people when you make a song that you go back 50 times and 100 times and just to make sure it's...
Man, it ain't a good song if I didn't record it like 90 times before I found a good one.
I like to know different people's processes because being on this journey that I've been on, I hear from different artists. Some artists, they do it in a day, and it's like, we putting it out there. Some people, it's like, we take a year. And I like to hear from you that you're a guy who takes as long as the song requires. And to me, that's the best form of music making because, yeah, you can make it in a day and in an hour, but I don't know if that's your best foot forward, if you get what I'm saying, because...
Man, music's supposed to be shit that you pay attention to and you remember.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? If you rush through it, you know what I mean? It's just going to be like, yes, fire right now, but it ain't fire enough for me to go back to in a couple of years.
It's not timeless.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think because we're in the microwave era, a lot of people are trying to get that quick hit, but with you, you're building a career. You're building a foundation. It's not...
A microwave era?
Yeah, we're in the microwave era.
Damn, I mean, explain that.
Okay, basically what I mean is with rappers today... They make a song like that, it come out like that, and it's gone like that.
Yeah.
It's in
right,
for the
right,
moment.
Right, right,
the
right.
People hear it, and then they throw it aside, and they're like, give me the next thing. But with you, it's like, you take this now, and I'm going to cook up some more. You take this, and my songs you can listen to today, tomorrow, 2 years from now, three years from now.
Yeah,
my
right.
songs are timeless.
Yeah.
And I get that vibe from you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get.
100%.
That's what I'm trying to get.
That's what I mean by microwave era. 100%. Yeah, and it's not a diss to people who do that.
Definitely not, because you do be needing shit for right now.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't wait.
No, 100%. You gotta, if that's the fan base that you've built, keep churning them out. Yeah. But if you built that fan base for the timeless, that's the ones that last. Because you look at the Kanyes, the Drakes, the Kendrick Lamars, the Jay-Z's. Those are the people who make the timeless music.
Yeah.
And that's real, the vibe I get from you.
Real talk.
Like 100%.
Everybody you just named, I listened to their shit.
Real.
From years ago.
Who would you say is your favorite rapper?
Man, it's so hard to say.
If you could give me, just give me the first five names that come to your head.
Jay-Z, Nipsey Hussle, Currency.
I like those names that you said, though.
Man.
Give me one more if you can.
Damn, bro. I don't know. I can just think of them three, as far as all time.
That's perfect.
You know what I'm saying? Kendrick and Cole.
Word.
I'll give them that.
That's perfect, then, because I wanted you to do that, because to give the listeners a sense of what you listen to and things that you take in, because that'll give them a sense of who you are.
Yeah, but all right. See, I fucked up. See, I shouldn't have said Kendrick and Cole, because then you got Wayne, you got Mystical. You know what I'm saying?
No, I
it just goes on. But like how I said, them rappers, I don't even listen to them all the time. Like I ain't listened to Currency in a couple of years, because that's one of them things. Like I'm one of the people, you like something so much that you gonna want. Be like, not be like it, but you're gonna end up sounding like it or doing a certain thing, you know what I'm saying? 100%. Like the shit you like, you know what I mean? So I straight away, I've been stopped listening to Currency.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? And I listen to Jay-Z for inspiration.
Okay.
You feel me? But really, what inspires, everything inspires me. Like if it's fire.
It don't matter. It could be rock, country, it don't matter.
Nah, I ain't gonna say all that shit. I'm a rap head, a hip hop head all day. But like, it could be something from the microwave era.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? If it sound fire,
it make me want it.
You know what I'm saying?
100%. Yeah. Well, let's talk about this song that was called Maintain, probably by Birdie Jackson.
Yeah, my nigga Birdie.
Real? Isn't Birdie from Homer?
Yeah, he is.
Do y'all have a relationship?
Yeah, fucking right.
So just talk about that
OG
and just
Birdie.
How you met Birdie and just what does, because I know he's a big influence in the scene out here.
Yeah.
And just talk about how that song came together.
Man, we had a similar partner that was in the streets.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just share interests. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So. We linked up over that. Birdie a rapper.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Legal distribution.
Shout out.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. We just cool. We friends.
Okay,
you know
so y'all
saying?
Real friends. Yeah. It's not just on some
feature
shit.
Yeah, ain't no business relationship.
Real.
We friends.
So that's, do you think that makes it easier to make songs if you're more friends with the person than if it's just a straight business relationship?
It all depends on the severity of the relationship. Like both of y'all gotta be about your business.
100%.
If it's like we just fucking off, bullshitting, you know what I'm saying, clowning, work ain't gonna get done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
But you know what I'm saying, you gotta really fuck with somebody that really know. But you know, like, you gotta have that balance. I mean,
no, 100%, you know, I definitely agree with you. Cause I think if you're just friends with the person, and like you said, if all y'all do is dick around, y'all not gonna ever get nothing done.
Yes,
and that's a big thing I had to learn just in the process of working and just being a businessman.
Yeah, you gotta have friends and you gotta have business associates.
100%. Well, on the next song I wanna talk about is It's Only a Verse. And that song really just clicked in my ear because you chose a Biggie beat.
Yeah.
And you killed that motherfucker.
yeah, man.
What made you decide to choose that beat?
I heard the song in the shop.
Okay.
And I was I started freestyling. Not freestyling, but you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean.
On the way home from work.
Real, and it was just a vibe from that.
I came home early as fuck too from the shop. It was like 3 o'clock. My partners was already in the spot where I be recording that. So, you know what I'm saying, nigga just sat on the couch and just
put pen to paper.
That's it.
Real. Well, the last thing I want to talk about before new stuff is Two Fingers to the Streets.
Yeah.
That's your only project on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Why did you choose the name Two Fingers to the Streets?
Because you need peace in the streets.
100%.
That's your two fingers.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I feel that. So just talk about the creation of that project. How long it took you and what the state of mind you was in.
I stopped rapping for a while. to go to barber school, cosmetology school. So that was like me getting back,
into the shit. You know what I'm
saying? Start getting it running again. So I don't really remember the time frame, because like I said, I didn't really have nothing prior. Like before that, I had dropped something like maybe a year or two.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I really was fucking with it.
You was on that barber stuff.
Yeah, but it really was. It bothered me though. Don't get me wrong. It definitely bothered me, because I got a pot of a little cool. Man, Homer got talent.
Really?
I'm going to keep shouting people out and shit. You know
what
I'm
fuck with that.
Fucking cool. He went to school in Mississippi.
Okay.
And like, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. Still, he's still going hard and shit like that.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? So, just I'm seeing shit like that, and I'm like, man, I could be me.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. But I had to get my business straight first, because I ain't want to work for nobody. No
I
more.
Respect that. That's perfect, because I always like these interviews where we break off, where the person says something and then we break off and talk about just like, whether it's spirituality, morals, whether we talk just ideology.
Shit. Conversation, bro.
100%.
Conversation ruling nation.
Talk about what you just said, because I think it's huge. You didn't want to work for somebody.
Yeah.
I think in this day and age, that's huge. My parents always told me, if you want to set your own hours, if you want to have your vacation time, you don't want to work for nobody. You got to do it yourself. How big is that to you? And
man,
let's take it a deep dive even further with this music shit. Do you want to sign a label deal? Because in turn, you're working for those people, whereas you feel like you can do it yourself.
The only way I'll sign something having to do with a label, if it's a distribution deal.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? A partnership.
100%.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you signing that paper, you know what I'm saying? You're working for somebody again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to move how they move. Shit like that. Or how they want you to move, rather. But, nah, man. I think working for yourself is something that everybody should get on. Now, I'm not shitting on anybody who works for somebody.
No,
you know
not
what
at
I'm
all.
Saying? But, man, it's just ain't nothing like it, dog. And, like, everybody deserves it.
100%. I think it says a lot that you want to bet on yourself and that you have the courage, because it takes a lot of courage to just say, I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to bet on myself. And if it succeeds, I win.
Mm-hmm.
If it fails, yeah, I might have take that loss, but I can still bounce back.
I can learn from it.
100%. I think in the moments of taking defeat, it's about how you get up. And if you do get up, because some people stay down.
Yeah.
But it's about what you learn in those moments of defeat about how you get up.
Yeah, right.
How
right.
important is it to you that you portray that message in your music?
Very, son.
Very, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
Super important.
100%.
I mean, my music all about, I don't know, I like giving you game.
I can tell.
You know what I'm saying? I like giving you game, but not too much to the point where you feel like I'm preaching to you. Just like your partner. You know what I mean?
You do it in a smooth way to where it's like, if they catch it, they catch it.
If they don't, it still sound cool.
100%. 100%. Well, let's talk about, we talked about the old songs. I hear word on the street is you got a project coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give the people the name of the project and before we even get into that.
With No Help From You.
No Help From You, okay.
Yeah, with No Help From You.
I saw that name on Twitter and I wondered, my first question was about the new project. What made you decide with No Help From You?
I'm trying to personify what I'm about as far as what my music is. Because Gas was about just some good ass songs.
100%.
You know what I mean? But like with No Help From You, like I really feel like if you really want something done, you gonna get it done.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? With no help from you. Not you, but you know what I mean?
No, from
you know what I mean?
From the next
that
man.
That type of shit, yeah.
100. I think that goes back to just what we were just talking about working for yourself and doing it yourself.
Yeah. Fucking right, bro. At the end of the day, son, if you want it done, you gonna get it done.
Definitely. If it's something you believe in and something you want bad enough, you gonna do it.
Yeah. It's just like when you tired, you know you're gonna go to sleep.
Yep.
Like, it's just one of them things.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
So let's talk about when do we have a release date for the project?
I ain't putting one on it yet.
Okay, to be announced.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit, just a little hint of the vibe of the project.
Independent.
Independent, okay. That's what's up. Did you make all the beats on the project?
I'm really open to work. You know what I'm saying? I want to work with my man Nick. You know what I'm saying? I got another partner. You know what I'm saying? I got another partner that I'm working with too on 100%. The side. You know what I'm saying? But actually, it's leaning towards that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But like I said, I'm just working right now.
Well, let's talk about just get into the producer side of it, because like I said, like we talked about earlier, you're a producer. How hard is it for you to work with other producers in the sense of that you know how you want certain things to sound, and does it, like, are you like, I could do this, but like, I just want to get another set of inspiration from somebody else? Or is it like, I'm okay to work with anybody else because I know producers are very picky and meticulous in how they work?
I don't know, bro. I'll be going off of vibes. So, like, and work, like, previous work. Like, if I know their name, mm-hmm. and I know a song that, you know what I'm saying, that somebody then made off of one of their beats, that kind of, like, that don't sound like something that I would get on.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
You do your research.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Most definitely. I see you got a tattoo on your arm that says, I can't stop.
Yeah.
Talk about that for a little bit.
I can't stop, bro, until the job done. 100%. And if it ain't done, then I just ain't gonna stop.
Is music the end goal?
Yeah. 100%. I definitely wanna retire off of music.
Word. Okay, I fuck with that. I'm digging the vibe of this.
Yeah.
So let's get into, I feel like we taking care of the business, but if the conversation spurs another way,
we're
gonna let it go the vibe. But let's get into the rapid fire section real quick. So my first rapid fire that I ask everybody, are you an ass man or are you a tit man?
Ooh. I don't know. See, like, I was all about ass at first, but then I got with my girlfriend, and my girlfriend,
yeah.
So, you know, it kind of switched, but I don't know, bro. Booty is beauty.
Yo, Nick, you know, man, we're keeping the trend going that everybody who comes say, yeah, tits are nice, but I'm an ass man at the end of the day.
Got to, son, because you can't, like, and you in public, not, oh, yeah, fuck it. When you in public and shit, you can't slap titties.
Think about, like, if you in just the general,
you know, that shit just look weird.
How you look? You just go and grab some titty in the middle of the street.
I mean, you do it, but I mean, I'm talking about, like, you know what I mean.
No, 100%.
Yeah,
100%. Well, okay, the next rapid fire. Because we live in Southern Louisiana, I ask all Louisiana natives: are you a gumbo man or are you a crawfish man? Which one you picking?
Both.
No, you gotta pick one. I need if you have to pick between crawfish or gumbo, which one you picking?
I'm probably gonna go with gumbo. Okay. Cause you can put crawfish in gumbo.
100%. You a seafood gumbo or chicken and sausage?
Damn, bro, you killing me.
I gotta ask.
Seafood?
Yeah. Respect. Yeah. You like the shrimps and the crab?
I love shrimp, fish and fried shrimp. I was actually going to name the tape that.
Real? Fish and fried?
Yeah, fish and fried shrimp.
Why would you going to name the tape that?
Because it's something I said in Gas, but I ain't want it to be too similar to Gas.
Real? You wanted to make sure it's different. I fuck with that. So I don't even have to ask what's your favorite food, because you just said fish and shrimp.
Shit, I like red. Shit, I like a lot of shit. I got a gang of shit.
Give me some.
Red beans with the rice. You know what I'm saying?
Where you get it from? Fried shrimp.
Mom's
100%.
You know what I'm saying? That's who make it best. But
Most definitely.
Mimi's, that's actually a spot around the corner. They make some mama style.
Real.
You know what I'm saying?
That's one thing that I noticed, that I can never eat red beans and rice, gumbo,
anything. You can't have that shit from anybody.
Yeah, man. You gotta get it. You gotta make sure you know the people. You can't just get that shit from anybody.
Can't have that shit from anybody.
100%.
Shit. Also fuck with Italian. I'm a big Italian man.
What's your favorite Italian dish?
If it ain't lasagna.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know, so I like pasta in general. I'm open to trying the kind of pasta.
Next time you come to Lafayette, I'm going to have to take you to Alisi's, man. They got a fire lasagna.
Yeah.
Dope lasagna.
Word.
100%. Well, shit, man. I'm trying to think of the next rapid fire. The next rapid fire is, if you had one place to go on vacation, what would it be?
London.
Why London?
I said the wrong one. But that's the first one I thought about. It ain't wrong. But you know what I'm saying? London, because that's a different country. I just want to see how niggas live.
100%.
But I would go to Africa too.
100%. Yo, you excited for Black Panther, the movie?
Come on, man. Marvel already the GOAT. So I'm trying to.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you did say Batcave.
Oh, my gosh. This guy.
You did say Batcave, really.
This guy just came and said Marvel the GOAT to the DC guy. I wish my co-host was here because he'd give you a high five.
Bro, I'm fucking big on comics.
Real? Well, that. Oh, yeah, huh. Right. Rapid fire is over. It's done with.
Come on.
Let's get into it. Yeah. This. I'm taking my jacket off. Well, look,
I fuck with comics, but you know, nigga be moving and shit.
Oh yeah,
I love the basis of it.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? I know my shit.
Real. Well, then you already said Marvel's the GOAT. Give me some of your favorite. It doesn't have to be Marvel. Just give me some of your favorite comic book heroes.
Man, ironically, it's Batman.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
He the GOAT, dog. He is the GOAT.
Marvel make the best movies though. That's how I feel.
Okay, well, to that argument, right now they're winning. But do you know what the best comic book movie is of all time?
What it is?
The Dark Knight.
You think so?
100%. Who? What you think the best comic book movie is of all time?
Spider-Man.
Which one? Don't tell me Tobey Maguire.
This definitely Tobey.
Oh my! I'm not gonna hate on it because I respect that because it's a classic.
It's definitely.
It's one of the OGs. What you liked about it?
It was just. I don't know. You know what, bro? I take that back because fucking Andrew Garfield, you know what I'm saying? That was more fitting because you could tell that Tobey Maguire was a grown ass man.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Nothing like, you know, no offense to the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man because I love it. Yeah. I think the second one is definitely the one with Doc Ock.
Yeah.
I think that's
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite. That's my favorite game too.
Oh, you know, the game, man, is fire. I think the one with Doc Ock is one of if not top 10 comic book movies of all time, top 5.
Yeah.
Because that movie was great. The scene with where he's holding the string, the webs, and on the train.
Real nigga.
Iconic. Real nigga. But man, for you not to see The Dark Knight, just think about Heath Ledger's Joker, just all the morality that he brought into that he tied in, how he's an immovable object and Batman's the unstoppable force, and how they're gonna keep coming together. That's what I love about Batman so much. Just the philosophical nature to him.
I'd have more respect for the movies if he would have been if it wouldn't have been Ben Affleck in the new ones.
Okay.
You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
But he
Daredevil, man.
Yeah. To me, I think Ben is the person out of every Batman. He is the one who looks the most like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
In his action scenes, I don't know if you saw BVS, but you know the warehouse scene.
Yeah.
That is the first Batman action that was like the comics. It was him being a martial artist, whereas in Christian Bale's Batman, he did a lot of elbows. He was more of a brawler.
Yeah,
where this Batman, you saw the flexibleness. But I will say that you're right, Ben Affleck, because of just his portrayal of it, I have issues with it now. Before, I was like, he's the best Batman ever, but because of the actions he's taken, and now he's not trying to be the Batman no more.
That's what I'm saying. Now you gotta find a new one.
Yeah,
that shit ain't gonna last.
That shit hurts my heart, man. Yeah. But who are some of your favorite heroes, just like besides Batman? Give me some of your favorite movies.
Favorite movies?
Yeah, some
that's,
of the.
Yeah, that's easy.
Let's get into some of the favorite Marvel movies.
Iron Man.
Yo,
Iron Man Saga was the first one, the coldest.
The first one is by far, to me, the first one might be the best Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people want to say the Avengers or Civil War, but the first one had stakes. It had levity. You felt like Iron Man could lose. Whereas after seeing the buildup of all the other movies, you know damn well the Avengers aren't gonna die. They're not killing them.
Damn, man, that man got a fucking health condition. That's some real shit. That
yo,
man, that
like,
man going through it.
He had to get a shit in his heart to like live.
Yeah, gotta make sure he's straight before he even step out of the house.
100%. That shit is wild. What'd you think of Ragnarok, Thor? Did you see it?
No. As of late, man, bro, I ain't been in the movies. And you know what I'm saying?
What was the last Marvel movie you saw?
Fuck. Galaxy.
Oh, the second one or the first one?
Two.
Two? You liked it?
Man, yeah, son. That shit go hard, son. I'm Mary Poppins, yo. That shit go hard, son. That shit go hard as a motherfucker.
I will say this, because it's on record. I fell asleep in the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
Come on, man.
Put me straight to sleep.
Oh,
put me straight to sleep.
Come on, man.
And then when I saw Ronan, when the man was like, let's do a dance battle,
yeah.
I lost all respect for the movie. I lost all respect for the movie. But I will say this. The second one brought me back.
The second one cold. The second one cold.
100%.
And then, like, I seen the trailer for the new Avengers. That shit gonna be fire.
Yo,
I was tied into that too.
I'm not gonna lie. If you talk to me in the beginning of 2017, I was the biggest Marvel hater. I wasn't, just because the way that the media portrayed DC, and I don't know if you follow movie news, but they shit on it. They shit on it a lot, and it really hurt me. So I was like, well, fuck it. I'm gonna band together and be DC. Fuck Marvel, all that. But after growing up and just be educating myself and stop just being dumb. Yeah. The Marvel movies I fuck with them.
I just love the art, bro. It's fire.
100%. And just fire. Hearing the music in the new trailer, just hearing the OG Avengers theme, it sent chills through me, man. Like, man,
you know what I like, bro? Like, it does. I'm applying this to everything. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I like whenever the hero is like looks like he's defeated, like how on a cover on a lot of comic books or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It look like the bad guy already won.
100%.
Like, I don't know. I just like, and I like finding, I don't know. I like finding out about like the truth about shit. Like, if it's like fucked up.
100%.
I don't want to sound weird or nothing, but
no,
like,
bro, that's, you know, not what I'm weird saying? At all.
Like the horrible truth behind shit.
You like uncovering
I
like find, shit.
Yeah, I like finding shit out about
100%.
That.
Well, man, to me, I'm just saying this as a perspective. If DC could ever get their movies right, you would love them because that's them.
Yeah.
They are, where Marvel is humans that want to be gods, DC are gods that want to be human.
Yeah.
In the sense of, yes, you know, Superman's almighty, all powerful. Wonder Woman's almighty, all powerful. Batman, to a certain extent, even though he's human, his brain makes him almighty. He has a plan for everything. But they're villains. Their villains are so complex, and you never know if the heroes will win.
Yeah.
If you look at the Joker, Lex Luthor, Darkseid, all those villains put the DC heroes in a predicament that's very strange. I'm gonna give you some comic books to check out after this. I'm gonna give you some suggested leading. So besides comics, do you give me some other things that you fuck with?
I like video games.
What's some of your favorite games, man? What you playing right now?
Right now, man, bro, I don't, man. All right, Skyrim. I'm fucking with Skyrim right now. But I like Destiny. You know what I'm saying? I like shooters.
Okay.
I fuck with shooters. My favorite game of all time is Halo.
Which one? Just
two.
The series in general? Two?
Yeah, the series in general, but probably two.
Yo, my best friend,
my nigga,
would be your best friend because that nigga is the biggest Halo guy, but his favorite one's 3. But man, he loves that Halo shit. I used to play that shit. I remember playing on Guardian.
Yeah.
The green map.
Yeah,
that shit was lit.
Yeah, fucking right.
What type of, just for the video game heads out there, what type of character did you pick in Skyrim? I'm going to judge you if you don't say the right thing. I'm just letting you know.
I'm a Red Guard.
Yes! A brother got to pick the Red Guard.
Yeah, Red Talk. They're the only black people.
Yo,
man, look, son. So, I'm going to make this short and sweet because I don't want, you know. This is about the music and shit. But, man, I'm playing it and shit. And a nigga in a certain spot, and one of the guards or whatever, it was like, yo, you better not start in trouble, Red Guard. That shit just sounded racist as a motherfucker.
Yo.
Yeah, you better watch yourself, boy. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy that they do that shit in video games, man.
Yeah,
that shit is wild.
And that shit everywhere, but, you know.
Speaking of that, I saw a post on Twitter. It was like, why do all black superheroes have the name Black in their name? And to me,
yeah,
I thought that was
something I noticed too.
I thought that was the wrong way to go about it because I can name a lot of black superheroes without Black in the name. I think the problem is, why aren't there more black superhero cartoons? Why aren't there more black superhero movies?
Can I explain that?
Exactly. Why aren't there more black? Why? And then the biggest problem to me is, why aren't black people supporting the creators who make the black superheroes and who make and support the creators? And I think that's the problem at hand.
You know. Shit like that, it's probably because they're uninformed.
100%.
You know what I
mean? 100%. So, what's your favorite? Do you like any movies, any TV shows?
I don't know, man. As of late, I ain't been watching a lot of TV as far as recent shit. I like Netflix, though. I fuck with Netflix.
Really?
I like series. Like, my favorite series probably all the time is The Walking Dead. But I ain't up to date, though. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
I heard the best season, the first one, anyway. That's what I heard.
I mean, that shit, it softens up as it goes on. 100%. But like I said, like I love seeing like the good guy not lose,
but come close.
Well, shit. I mean, that is a good guy losing and fucking Walking Dead.
Yeah, Rick, you know, gets his ass whipped.
But like I said, fucking I don't know. I like horror movies.
Okay,
but I don't know. Mostly zombie movies. Okay. I love that gory shit.
Real?
Yeah, fucking right.
What's your favorite horror movie?
What is it? Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah. Okay, that's the one with...
My bad.
Oh, no, my bad for interrupting you.
Either that or An American Werewolf in London.
Yo! I've never heard somebody say that's the... Yo, respect, my brother, because that is a fire movie.
Yeah, it's fire.
That is a fire movie. Fire, I was going to ask you, the Dawn of the Dead one, that's the one with Quentin Tarantino and George Clooney, right?
No. Dawn of the Dead is... I don't know who it is, but it's the one where the ending is... They leave on a boat.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nick, what movie am I thinking of with George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino? It's where they go into the RV.
I think it is Dawn of the Dead. Yeah. But I might be thinking of Day of the Dead or some shit like that. But I don't know. It's something like that.
I think you might. Because
they got another movie off of that. A spinoff off of that.
Real. Then yeah, I think Dawn of the Dead is definitely the one with Quentin Tarantino. Because they go on a van with the old man and his daughter. And then like some shit happened and they turn into like either vampires or zombies or some shit.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm wrong.
Real.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So were you a big Freddy Krueger fan? All that horror. Saw?
Out of them niggas. I hate Saw, son.
Real?
I don't hate it, but I said, we on like Saw 9? You know what I'm saying?
It's Come called on, man. Jigsaw 9.
This nigga dead already? You know what I mean?
No, 100%. Like, they kept that shit going. at the point after he died, it was just a money grab at that point.
Yeah, man. That's like Fast and the Furious.
Yo, but I will say this, after five, at five, once they got to, and they put The Rock in, those, from the moment The Rock got into now, I think they summed up. You don't think so?
No.
What's your favorite Fast?
Tokyo Drift.
But, you talking about me, but Tokyo Drift, your favorite one with Bow Wow?
Yeah. Yeah, man, my dog had the Hulk.
Yeah.
Man, damn, I forgot what I was about to say.
But yo, justice for Han, because they killed him off, and they never, like, brought it, explained that, but they could bring other niggas back.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit fucked up.
Hey, man, rest in peace, Paul Walker, though.
Yo, one of the legends. Rest in peace, for real, for real. You big into cars?
No.
No? The only reason why I ask, because Fast and Furious.
I want a nice one. That's all I know.
What's your dream car?
I used to want a Jag. Sometimes I want a G-Wagon.
Real? That's what my girl might. Yo, my girl's dream is to get a G-Wagon.
Yeah. Son, I fuck with a G-Wagon.
That shit fire.
I don't know. I just want to pull up in something cool. Whenever I get to the point where I feel like I'm ready to afford something that's nice, I don't know. Then I'm gonna know what I want.
100%. You like anime? Cause I know.
Nah.
Not a big anime guy.
I mean, I'm gonna respect fucking the classics, you know what I'm saying? Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z. You gotta respect that shit forever. I don't know. Is Samurai Jack considered anime?
It's an American anime.
All right, yeah.
I consider that.
You know what I'm saying? I fuck with that.
100%.
But I ain't going.
You watch the new season of Samurai Jack?
No, bro. Yo. I haven't. Hey, everything new, son, I ain't been on just because in the recent year, nigga just been
grinding. 100%. I fuck with that. I'm gonna ask two music questions at the end after all of this, just to finish off. But I could tell just from what you were saying earlier about Kobe and him. You a sports head?
Nope,
not at all. Don't like basketball, football, none of that.
I ain't gonna say I don't like it,
but it's just not you.
I'd rather watch basketball than football. But I don't know. I know. Stats about music, like how niggas know stats about, you know what I'm saying, athletes and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Like, I'm a music head.
Like, at the end of the day.
That's something that I know.
Shit. Okay, if you had to say is a better album in general, My Dark Twisted Fantasy or College Dropout?
College Dropout.
Why is that?
The skits.
The skits
whole shit together.
Real? Are you big into having skits into the album?
I need to get more into that. My brother actually told me he the one that pushed me to putting skits in Gas. You know what I'm saying? I got them little voicemails and shit like that. You know what I mean? That just tie into, you know what I'm saying, when you're looking for the gas and nigga don't answer. I don't know much people that leave voicemails and shit, but that's just a little spin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 100. Yo, if a nigga left a I've never seen that. Like, heard about that.
Yeah, real talk. Man, look.
Yo, that's weird.
Yeah. Nigga might be in front of his mom. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He got the aux in the car and said, "Hey, yo, bro, I was just calling, you know what I'm saying? Because I needed that QP. You know what I'm saying?" But yeah, you know.
That's funny, man. Yeah. Okay, I got a question for you. Because we're going to talk music then, because you're a big hip hop head.
Yeah.
What do you think is Wayne's best mixtape?
I ain't gonna say what his best is.
Oh, what's your favorite?
My favorites. Favorites, dog.
Plural.
No Ceilings.
Definitely.
Gotta be the first one, though. The first one.
Oh, the second one is
everything after No Ceilings is like is shabby, son.
Yeah.
Can't even lie. Drought 3. Dedication 3. That's my three favorites.
Those are my three favorites as well. Bro, when I heard Dedication 3 and I heard that Whatever You Like, that the one where you did, I knew it was over.
And Lil Louisiana.
Yo, a lot of people forget about that one.
Can't.
I bought
one of them songs I know from end to end, bro.
Which one?
It ain't David Banner. I know David Banner a little bit too, but it's Yes and I Get on Your Nerves.
Oh,
and Yes. And
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what song you're talking about.
Famous. That's what it's called.
100%. Yeah. I know the song exactly. I think it's funny that with Lil Wayne, the Lil Wayne fans know those bars into a milli. I could spit a milli on the spot. Any day you ask me, I can spit a milli.
Yeah.
Okay. My next question is, how do you feel about the Carter 3? A lot of people like it. A lot of people dislike it. What's your opinions on it?
I feel like that's the start of the downfall.
Damn. Okay.
But I mean, it was still cold. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
But it was just different.
Yeah. See, looking back on it now, because I love the Carter 3.
Yeah.
But looking back on it now, I can definitely say that Wayne is a different person than the Carter 2 Wayne.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's the best Carter.
The Carter 2?
Yeah, fucking right. Hell yeah. But I have songs on the Carter 1 that I love more than the Carter 2.
Definitely.
You feel me? But as far as the body of work, I can listen to everything on the Carter 2. I got to skip songs on the Carter 1.
100%. Do you think being the amount of songs you skip determine whether or not an album's classic or not?
Yep.
How many songs do you give to?
Depend. That all depend on how many songs on the track list. Like if the track list is like 19 songs, then I know for a fact you gonna like at least, you know, half.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
You know, maybe just half.
Did you listen to Culture 2 then?
Yeah, but that's one of those situations where I like half of it.
How do you feel about that album? Because I didn't think that album was good, just because I thought it was oversaturated. It was too soon after Culture 1. And I thought that song, I don't think they have many memorable moments in that album. And the ones they do have felt like a money grab, a.k.a. Motorsport, Walk It Like You Talk It. I don't even know the other ones past that. To me, I felt like that was one of the Migos' least best. I mean, it's not their best work.
Yeah. Man, with shit like that, from people that make iconic shit, it's either going to be because they feeding the game.
100.
You know what I mean? Or they're trying something new.
Definitely.
You know, like Yeezus.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say I hate Yeezus, but I strongly dislike
it. I hate it. I can say it for you. I can say it for both of us. I hate that shit.
But that's my brother's favorite shit.
Real.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess, it's a perspective thing.
100%. 100%. Well, yeah, man. I got two questions before I finish off this interview. I think this was a great interview, by the way.
Yeah, it was fire.
I want to know, you've worked with one of our previous guests, Chris and Fade.
Yeah.
Talk about that experience and just how y'all linked up.
Man. Nigga, fuck with Faye and Chris are tough. Like, super, super duper trooper tough. My brother interviewed both of them before I met them.
Okay.
At first I wanted to do Gas with no features. And he, my Cootie, he had just asked me if I ever thought about linking up with, you know, somebody. You know what I'm saying? I was like, ain't nobody around here that I really wanted to work with for this. And he told me about Feed. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, somebody that's cold.
Yeah.
That I probably mesh with. And I didn't, I thought, to be honest, I thought that me and Faye relationship was going to be mostly over the phone because he in Lafayette now.
Yeah.
But he from here.
Oh, man, okay. Man, see, this, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, son. This nigga said we went to high school together, but I don't remember that.
What?
He graduated. I think he graduated when I was in the 10th grade.
Which year you graduated?
12.
I graduated in 12, too.
Word. Class of 12.
Yep, shout out.
But, yeah, man. I don't remember that at all, son. It's crazy. And I wish I did.
My bad. That's me. My bad for cutting you off.
Because, like, I know who he cool with. Yeah. Like, I know these, I can dab these niggas off in the morning and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? 100. But I don't remember him at all.
That's crazy, man. Looking back in high school, just looking at the people younger than you and even older than you, there's some people that come up to me and they're like, yeah, I went to ESA. And I'm like, dog, I don't know who the fuck you are, my nigga.
Real talk. But shit. With that being that, you know what I'm saying? Faye pulled up on me. And we made, man, what's the name of that damn song? So I don't know. That fucking weed, bro. But the song with me and him, that me and him made on Gas, we did that together. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? In person.
Okay.
We kind of just, you know.
Just made it happen.
That's my nigga, man. Yeah, fucking right. And whenever I had my first show at the House of Blues, he was there. You know,
shout out, bro. Who that was just you that performed at the House of Blues?
Man, nah, that was a showcase.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, last year that's mostly what I did, showcases, but that shit took me places.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? Like I went to Houston. That shit was fire.
How was that? How was just the showcase life?
A lot of waiting. You feel me? But in Houston, that shit was cool.
Okay.
Cause I don't know, son, the vibe was different. Like, in New Orleans, I performed at the House of Blues twice in New Orleans.
Okay.
And
congratulations, too, by the way, because that's legendary.
Thank you, son.
Not a lot of people touch that stage.
Appreciate it.
100%.
Yeah, I touched both of them bitches, too, bro.
That's fire, yeah, my nigga. Like, people out there listening, not everybody can touch those stages. And for Jalen to touch that stage, that's a big deal.
Yeah, shit. Something like that, cuz. Trying, bro.
100.
But, I don't know, son. That shit just a lot of waiting. Man, what the question was again?
It was basically, how was the showcase life and just what'd you take from it?
What did I take from it? If you really want this shit to happen, you got to get it yourself because everything ain't what it seem. And what I mean by that is on top of that waiting, like, man, that was a showcase, bro. Matter of fact, it was the second time I went to the House of Blues, and it was the big part. You know what I'm saying? Like, the big hall.
The big hall, right? Yeah.
Man, so that bitch was popping.
It was live.
But it also had, like, 20 fucking artists, including me.
Okay.
So I'm waiting all night. Real rap, it was me and another dude from Homer. We rap. We ain't performed till, like, 1 in the morning.
Whoo!
And at that point, son, they had like 8 people in that big ass room. They got 8 people. I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? Niggas still went hard.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? But that shit right there taught me that you can't trust everybody. Like, can't trust doing business with everybody.
100%.
Niggas is fucking shady. Yep. They just want money. You know what I'm saying? And if you really want it, your way, you gotta do it yourself.
I think that says so fucking much. Let me tell you a story. I'm in a rap group called Fam 9, and we performed at South by Southwest. Lo and behold, exactly what you just said happened to us, man. We performed. They told us we were supposed to perform at this showcase at like one of the clubs on like one of the main streets. We ended up performing at this radio station club, like just some shit that wasn't even on the main sector. And it was it was just that situation where they sold you a dream and they lied to you. And I feel that that's how the music industry is. It's so, man, fucking shady.
I don't want to throw no slights or whatever, but then he rapped too. The dude that threw it together, he was on stage doing his thing too.
And probably when it was packed. You don't even have to say anything. I know the deal. And everybody listening should know the deal, because if you know how the rap scene works, you're looking out for yourself, and that's it. And nobody in this game wants to help nobody, and it's cutthroat. And that's why we started this podcast.
And that's why this shit called With No Help From You.
Huh. Preach. Everything about Jalen Quinn, if you listen to this interview, you'll understand perfect. 100%. Thank you, my brother, for coming on and doing
already,
this.
Already, bro. Thanks for having me, son. Thank you for coming through.
Oh, got you. Anytime. Got you. My final question is, I usually ask this in the rapid fire, but I'm trying something new, and I think it'll leave a better ending to the episodes, I find.
Yeah.
My final question is, if you could write your script to this movie called Jalen Quinn, how would your ending be to your life, and how would you want the perfect way to end?
See, I really never think of the end game, but whenever I try to think about the shit, son, I always see myself in a nice house in Texas, just looking.
Why Texas?
I fuck with Texas.
100%.
I don't know.
Any city in particular?
Houston.
Houston?
Yeah, but like out the way, I want to have some land. You know what I'm saying?
100%. Respect that, my brother.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on, Jalen. This
brother.
Was dope.
Appreciate it.
Tell the people where they can find you at on the internet, on social media. Tell them where they can find your music at.
JalenQuinn.com, first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be the plug. As far as streaming sites and shit like that, I want to have it set up to where you can listen to my shit on my shit first before Apple Music and Tidal and, you know what I'm saying, all that other shit.
Back to the independent.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to do it completely independent bullshit. But besides JalenQuinn.com, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at _ Jalen Quinn. JalenQuinn.
100%. Yeah. Thank you for coming on, Jalen. This has been awesome, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, bro.
You can find me at Berlin the Don on Instagram, at Berlin the Don on Twitter. You can find the Bros Who Think podcast on Twitter at Bros Who Think. Man, this has been an amazing episode. This is either episode 35, 34, 36. It's one of them. I think it's 35, I believe. But for those listening, make sure you check out Primetime, our sports show. Make sure you check out Take the L. The girls are doing a phenomenal job. The network is, we just thank everybody who supported us from day one. Thank everybody who's supporting us today. If you start today, we love you guys. Thank you for supporting us. You can follow us anytime on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/ Bros Who Think. Let them know where you can find them.
Man, so my SoundCloud is whenever I had a different rap name, because Jalen Quinn's still kind of new. But it's soundcloud.com/JRockThePistol. And this shit a little complicated, but fuck it. JROCTHA Pistol.
100%. Go follow my boy. Yeah. But this has been episode 35. We are the Bros Who Think podcast. We hope you enjoy your Thursday afternoon. We hope you enjoy your weekend. Be easy. Yeah. Peace.
Peace out.
Talk it, I hit. Spit it, I live it. Niggas think I'm dissing, they ain't see me in a minute. Tell me I've been missing, shit, I just been on my grizzly. Tryna pinch a penny, I can't trip if they don't feel me. On the road to the ridges, depending how I'm feeling, I might pull up in your city. She blowing on my digits, wanting me to come and visit. If you see what she's sending, it might hurt your fucking feelings. I talk and make you feel me, I spit and make you listen. Used to rock gold metal, now my shit be dripping. I'm getting more attention, music spinning like a frisbee. I always tell them niggas at the shot that I'm gon' get it, and they act like they don't hit me, now they think I'm acting different. Lifestyles are the richer, I never knew the feeling, so I spend it when I get it. No one